School PR professionals spend a week or two each year networking, if they're lucky. We pour into this professional development, and the conversations drive us in our work. Collaboration is one of the best parts of our job, but then we go back to our daily work and the buzz of bright conversations and innovation starts to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. We seek to create a shared space of collaboration and an opportunity to continue those conversations long after the closing sessions of our state and national conferences.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast is about just that, getting to know each other better and sharing our passions about furthering education, one story at a time.
What's up, friends, and welcome to another episode of School PR Happy Hour. My name is Justin Deering, and I'm a communication strategist for CISO Communications. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2023. We are officially 17 days into the new year. How are those goals and resolutions looking? Today, we're going to have a fun conversation about some of the emerging topics that may or may not affect school PR in 2023. Stick around for the end when we drop a few school PR resolutions, and I find a new term that I want to use to describe all of my storytelling efforts in 2023. We're glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy this conversation.
Hello, this is Dr. Jill from Class Intercom, and we're honored to once again be the official sponsor of School PR Happy Hour. I spent 30 years in education as a teacher and administrator, so I know the challenges schools face when it comes to social media. Class Intercom makes approvals, moderation, reporting, and archiving easy. With our support, schools and districts are able to champion student voice and tell impactful stories that engage their communities. To learn more, contact Jill at classintercom.com or visit classintercom.com.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is another episode of School PR Happy Hour, and it is our January 15th episode. We're just coming off of hiatus and spending time with our families over the holiday. And as always, we want to come back and talk about the year ahead. We spent some time talking about last year, and now we're into 2023, and we want to talk about what we're looking for moving forward. So today I have a friend of mine here from the great state of Texas, Miss Sarah Jane Menifee from Rappaport Academy. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of the technology side of things and things we see in tech and content marketing and things like that moving into 2023. And, you know, we're going to make some predictions, and they're probably going to be completely wrong, so it doesn't even matter. So, Sarah Jane, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me today. How are you doing, and Happy New Year?
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm excited to be back at school. Frankly, I've got three kids at home, and I was ready for a break from my break. I'm ready to jump into 2023 and all of that holds here for our school district. And it also includes our Texas School PR Conference, which I'm excited to go and learn from other wonderful people in our field. So all good things in the spring of 2023 for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be presenting at that conference and also conducting a roundtable. Thank you for that. Thank you for serving and you know, sharing your knowledge with everybody. I know I saw that you've done some hiking and camping recently, so we're about to get into that stretch of the year for us. So I may have to pick your brain off air about some of those things, but why don't you go ahead and talk to me a little bit about your journey to Rappaport and how you got to that spot and like how you got to school PR and your background.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going into my year two here at Rappaport in this role, which is Director of Communications and Marketing, which is all things communications, internal, external, all of that. But my whole career has been in education PR. So I majored in journalism at the University of Mary Hardin Baylor, Go Crew, in Belton, not far from here. And then my first job right out of college was working for a two-year college, Texas State Technical College here in Waco. Had an awesome ride there of 6 years working in working for a small agency, working for the college, doing, you know, big statewide campaigns and commercial shoots. And I just learned a ton at that job. It was awesome. And I feel like no matter what you do, if you're working in education, you never lose sleep about all of the work that you're putting in because it's all promoting education. It's all promoting, you know, people's lives being changed. From there, I worked at Education Service Center Region 12, supporting K-12, so still in the education field, but a lot more behind the scenes as far as supporting teachers. And now I get to be on the school side, which is really fun. I'm at the same school district that all three of my girls go to school at. I've got a pre-K, a third grade, and a fifth grader. And they've been at Rappaport Academy from the beginning. It's a small public charter school, intentionally small, like 900 students. I know we're tiny, but I'm really thankful that our superintendent thought it was important to invest in a communications person. I think all schools need it, especially as we move into, you know, seeing some changes in media and our perception with our audiences. So super excited to work here and even as a parent, make changes that I've always wanted to see happen and highlight all the great things happening at our school. I think a long time, great things have been happening here, but all I'm here to do is highlight those and let people know about all the great things happening, which is what everybody does in school PR, right? There's awesome things happening all the time.
That's crazy because I spent the first 8 years of my education career competing at your college for Skills USA every year.
I was in Skills USA, yeah. I did judging for various competitions there, yeah.
Yeah, we always did the radio broadcasting, we always did video broadcasting, and you know, we would compete those early, but then I would spend 2 or 3 days down there because I was on the board for the competition.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I know that area real well down there in Waco, and that's before the silos blew up and before it became, absolutely, you know, such a tourist spot. So well, I first off, I want to go back to something you said, and I just want to, like, we crossed paths on Twitter obviously for a while, but then in Waco when we did a training there and we got a chance to talk a little bit. And you know, you said you just want to promote and you just want to do the right thing and make sure that we're putting public education and education as a whole on display for folks. And your name has come up multiple times in conversations I've had in this new role with the company I'm with now, and also working with TSPRA as just a positive light. And I just want to say thank you for being that. Thank you for always, you know, helping us find something fun to say, something fun to do, but just being positive, because this, you know, education can be rough, especially right now. And I know if I see your Twitter account, I know that for sure what's on that Twitter account is positive. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thanks. I that's definitely my personality and my bent. And there are some hard days, and sometimes I go on there to get encouragement from others too. So I love that it's a professional community that can support one another, because there are some challenging times, but there's a lot of great things happening all the same.
So let's get into 2023. And I think the obvious topic we should talk about first is the one that's been taking over Twitter and taking over Facebook and LinkedIn and any news channel you watch, arrival of AI. I said that very dramatically on purpose because it makes me think of like a Will Smith
artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Like, we've got something happening.
The robots are taking over.
They are. So ChatGPT, Jasper AI, and some of those others that are, you know, the teachers are scared because kids are going to start writing their papers on the internet. But from your standpoint as someone with, you know, some technology background and in school PR and just education as a whole, talk to me a little bit about what you think about this AI movement, and let's just kind of bounce it back and forth. Is it a good thing for school PR? Is it a bad thing for school PR? Where are we at on AI, and what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think number one, I think it's kind of funny that it became this huge topic. I think it's been something that's been around for longer than just recently. I think it's that launch of the ChatGPT, which is a chatbot that is supposed to mimic normal speech. It can also write things for you if you ask it to write a prompt. It made national news, but there have been artificial intelligence apps and writing assistants for a while now, and I'm all for them as long as it's used by someone who knows what they're doing. My background is journalism and writing and editing, and it's great to get something that can give you a quick first draft on something that maybe you're hitting the wall on. Or, I mean, I'm a one-woman shop as well here, and I know so many people are. Sometimes it's hard to switch hats from shooting that video to now needing to write some copy to go along with it. So I've used Copy AI for a while, and I tried out Jasper AI, but it had a paywall, and I was like, I like it when they offer it to me for free first. So I can see if the product's any good. And I was playing around with ChatGPT. It's been down because so many people are excited about it. So I would say predictions are murky. Like, if we had like an eight ball and we're like, what do we think? is it a go for yes? Are things murky? I would say, you know, we're going to see where it goes. But I'm here for any tools that make school PR easier. as long as you're taking that and making some changes and tone and voice and things that match your school district, and you know what those things are. How about you? Are you using AI?
So I have, you know, obviously it blew up over the break, and it felt like over the holidays, it was like, hey, we don't have anything to talk about. There's nothing going on in the world other than this arrival of this new chatbot that will write all your essays for you if you're a grad student, which I'm not. So I felt like it came out of nowhere, but yes, it's been there for a while. Like, I know of people that have been using it for a long time, and I tried it out, and me and a colleague, we just went back and forth asking it questions one day and got some crazy answers. David O was in town, my friend from Chicago, and he was like, watch this. And he literally typed in, give me instructions to a Chinese or to a white elephant gift exchange. Because I was like, I don't know how to explain this. I know what to do. I don't know how to explain it. So he wrote it, and I read it to the group, and it worked.
That's awesome.
But I think that in school PR, I mean, if you type into ChatGPT, write me a holding statement about a middle school that's had a fire, all students are safe on the track. I don't know if they'd be on the track or not, but it's pretty on point. I mean, it has some language that we would use. You know, the safety and security of our students are our top priority. That's
I did there. One yesterday for a disclaimer for homecoming. We do our homecoming in the spring because we don't have football. To let students know that the school dress code must still be observed during homecoming dress up days. And it did a bang up job. I changed just a few words. I was like, wow.
And I think it's AI takes away the human aspect of it. AI doesn't write in your school district's voice or tone or your language, or if you use, you know, a certain style in writing, whether it's AP style or if you've kind of taken AP and made it your own, like some of us do, it's not going to write like you do. So you do have to do some editing. I think it is a solid first draft for anything, especially on those days where you're like, I have to write a blog post about authentic storytelling. I got nothing. Let's go ahead and throw it in and see what it spits out. And maybe that'll trigger some ideas. But the cool thing I saw last night when I was getting ready for this episode is I saw a thread on Twitter that started talking about some other AI that's been around for a while. I don't know if you've heard some of these, but there is one that you can like type in a description of the video you're doing. It's a dramatic video about homecoming. And it's 2 minutes and 27 seconds long, and AI will produce a song for you that is exactly that length for an open and close. And
man, sometimes picking the music's the hardest part, right?
I've been working on a video all morning and I still don't have a song. So that should tell you how it's going. But then there's another one that will
let the robots pick it.
Yeah, the robots can do it. There's another one out there that will edit your podcast, which I'm like, hey, that sounds interesting as we record this. But I mean, there's AI for everything. There's, you know, illustrations. You can make patterns. You can, you know, different things that like generate a stock image out of nowhere. Tell me what you want.
The generated images are really interesting.
Yeah. So I think that it is something to keep an eye on. I think your prediction of a murky at best for school PR is a great way to look at it because it's so popular right now. It's crashing like crazy. So is it a reliable tool? I don't think so right now, but I think we should keep an eye on it. Another thing we talked about in our pre-show when we were kind of getting together and talking about what we wanted to talk about was traditional media coverage, and that has been shifting slowly but quickly over the last couple years. And I think when you look at 2023, and you said it yourself that it's going to continue to decline. We're not going to be on the news. We're not going to be on the 6 o'clock news unless it's bad. So when it comes to telling your story and creative ways of doing that and being your own newsroom, like, what do you think school PR is going to be looking at moving forward? And what are your plans this year as a small district, 900 people?
We're
students,
so small. I know.
You're not getting a ton of coverage.
We're not. I will say, I'm trying to keep my ear to the ground and pay attention to our traditional media because it just keeps, helps me know what's being published about our wonderful other school districts here in our area as well. And like you said, it's a lot of negative things, a few things that are administrative. We have a little section in our newspaper that's, you know, just your rah-rah way to go stories that I need to remember to submit things to because people do read the newspaper. People do watch the news. But I think, yeah, we're our own media outlets. I think that's how school PR needs to, how this, my office is the media outlet, the reporter, the video section for our school. In fact, I started a little new show. I'm a little behind on it. I need to get an episode out like today called The Raven Report. We're the Ravens. And I because we're also having trouble even getting our stories to parents, which is a whole nother thing. Number one, we have to publish our stories, and that means sometimes, you know, I walk classroom to classroom, and thankfully we're kind of small, but we have four different places, four different locations, and I go everywhere and talk with teachers and pull out some of the unique and things that are happening in our classrooms. Sometimes they don't think that are newsworthy, but I think are awesome. Looking at always publishing a story about each one of our campuses every week. And then I help with some of their bigger events as well, and making sure that those are publicized to our community at large. I can send out a press release, but it's probably not going to be as effective as pushing out our own content. If it's something really major, we might do that. Heck, I think maybe the press release could be... could be replaced with short form videos.
Yeah. Hey, that's telling our story. That's coming up later.
So, just thinking creatively about the best way to share things that are happening here on our campuses, even the small things. I won't say that, but our basketball team did make it to the playoffs last year, and we have awesome students who win awards, but we're not at the level that maybe some other schools are. But today I was getting video of engineering and battle robots battling it out. So fun little stories like that entertain, but also show the rigor and the academics and the things that are happening in our classrooms.
The new year usually means talking about goal setting and New Year's resolutions. If your district is looking at your communications goals for 2023, here's an idea for you. My name is Kyle Noyd, and I'm a communications strategist at CISO Communications, and this is your CISO top tip for this episode. According to Hootsuite's recently published Social Trends 2022 report, over 50 million people around the world consider themselves to be creators. There are no doubt students and teachers in your schools that are working to be the next big thing on YouTube, creating content for companies on Instagram, or even trending on TikTok. It's time to tap into the passions and talents in your buildings and start featuring user-generated content that promotes your brand and highlights your community. Students want to hear from other students. Potential teachers want to hear from current teachers. Use the voices in your hallways to help strategically tell your story. Temporary Instagram takeovers aren't anything new in the school PR world, but it may be time to consider working directly with your students and staff and allow them to have more ownership over the stories being told. At CISO, we partner with districts to creatively approach telling their story. If your district is interested in learning about how we can work together, we would love to connect with you. Visit thecso.com and connect with us. You can also follow us on our social channels at CISOComs. Happy New Year, School PR!
So as 2023 hits, it still feels very like the media, obviously we're not as much coverage. There's been trends recently over in districts that I've worked in and seen where they create their own newsroom, they create their own news, just like you were talking about. But one of the craziest things, I learned this in college, in my news class in college back in 2004, and it still works in 2023, I think. And it is, if you're like your engineering class, your robotics class that you were out with today, let's say you shot an interview and you got a bunch of B-roll. In my first district after teaching, anytime I did a story like that, I had contacts because I worked in news. So I had contacts at all five news stations. I would just drop a Google Drive with a pre-shot B-roll, all the interviews.
Absolutely.
And a quick little text, hey, here's what this is about. And I swear those things ended up on the news more than ever.
Because they're shorthanded. Yeah. Newsrooms are shorthanded and they need content. Absolutely.
If you know,
shooting video and producing things for people will get you on the news. I agree.
Yeah. If you know, hey, we've got this athlete that's accepting award today, go film it, interview him, interview his parents, write up what the story is and just shoot a Google Drive. They may put it straight in the trash or they may open it and be like, this thing's already done. Like, they already wrote the script for us. So I think one way is obviously that way is, you know, feeding it. It's one extra step. You're editing the video already. You're releasing the video. All you're really doing is sending them your raw footage and saying, hey, if you want to do something with it, I took care of it. Another way I've seen districts become the news coverage that they want is to look like a news channel or look like a website that is releasing news. One of my former districts, we had a partnership with the city where it was, you know, my South Lake News. Half of it was the district in athletics. The other half was city news and city updates. And
that's awesome.
If you looked at it, you had no clue who was writing it, but it was coming directly from the communications office. And every news story we wrote ended up there, and we would just link to it from our newsletters.
Yeah, I was going to say, did it link back to your website? That's great.
So we had a daily newsletter, which is crazy to think of, a daily newsletter for that many people. But we would link to stories on My South Lake News, and then those stories would be found in the newspaper, on the TV. They'd call for interviews because we saw this on your city's news. Well, great. We have a city news coverage, and that's how we went about that. So I think news coverage and media coverage is something we're going to have to keep an eye on as well in 2023 because, again, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to come cover the good stuff. They're looking for stuff bad, so we got to force feed them the good stuff to continue to keep that at top of mind. You mentioned short-form video. You mentioned, you know, replacing the press release with short-form video, whether that's TikTok or Instagram or wherever you're putting those. As a traditional film student who went through, like, film school, but I was a media person, turning the phone vertically still hurts, but I'm learning how to do it. But I think I would love to hear your thoughts on this, on where we're at today with short form video compared to where we were a year ago, but where do you think we're going? That's a loaded question. I didn't tell you that before we started.
That's a heavy one. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think that it's here to stay. I think, number one, it's just super entertaining. Like, not just on the education PR side, but just like short form video in general. It's funny. It's engaging. You can absolutely waste hours watching it. So I think that's where people's eyeballs are going. And that's just a place where we want to be as well. My goal this year was to, and we're not on TikTok because I feel like it is more on the entertainment side, and we already have a really great following on Instagram. So my goal has been a reel a week, about anything. It could be short, it could be long. And I've seen a ton of engagement from that, but I want to be a little more thoughtful about it going into 2023, because it was sort of like, I'm not a video person. I have learned to be a video person. So being more thoughtful about the best way to release those, or putting our students a little more in charge of that as well, and empowering them to be the voice of our school. I've done a lot of interviews, like man on the street interviews, and those have been really popular and fun because they're we're not trying to tell people that school's canceled or that we have a holiday. It's more just engaging and inviting lots of different voices in. So I think that's been really fun because kids love seeing themselves on there. Right. They love saying that they're on our YouTube channel. So I would say that where it's going in the future, I can't predict, but embrace it and try it out and have fun with it. That's what I think.
I think one thing you said there is that's important that we've talked about. I mean, it seems like it's been my mantra since day one of this show is getting more student involvement and student voice into things. I had the privilege of handing over the Instagram. I've talked about this before to our students 1 year at a district. And we saw, you know, we identified Instagram, obviously, as that's where we need to engage our students. Mm-hmm. Obviously, now 5 years later, we need to start engaging our parents because the younger parents are on there as well.
And our young teachers.
Yeah. We gave the reins to the students, and we saw over 2,500 students start following in a year. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy because the way they were doing it is we're letting them do takeovers and they were posting all the content. So they all followed it. All the kids that were in that group of 15 to 20 followed it. But then every time a post of theirs got posted, they shared it, and it just kind of built out that exponential growth there.
Absolutely.
And we saw some really cool things there. We didn't get into short form because Reels had really just kind of were just kind of a talking point at that point, or Reels weren't even around, but TikTok had just started. I think TikTok and Reels and everything else play right into where we are as a society and as human beings right now with our attention spans that last 4 seconds. Those TikToks, I get in a death scroll at times where I'm just, oh, I've been doing this for an hour, but I'm laughing and I'm sending every other one to my wife who's in the same room as me. But I think it's a great, there is a place for it in school PR. And I know there's a lot of people saying there's absolutely not a place for this. No, there is, because your parents are there and your kids are there. So you should probably be there and you know, fill that space before someone else does. So I think that Agreed. Is, that's an important thing that we need to look at. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions that I didn't tell you about before. and then we'll get into the famous final question of the show. But first things first, since it is the January episode, do you have a New Year's resolution personally? And do you have a school PR New Year's resolution that you're working on this year?
Well, I did prepare some school PR resolutions just as a talking point. I didn't know you were going to ask this question.
Boom.
I didn't make a personal New Year's resolution, but I did. I do have a word of the year. I love to do that every year. So my word of the year this year is centered, because sometimes I feel like I can go one direction or another direction and kind of spin out a little bit. And I want to kind of be a centered person and a calm person in a safe space for my family, for my coworkers. So. That
well,
is where
I will tell you, I'm trying my to be. 9-year-old did her first year, word of the year, and her word is also centered.
That is awesome. She We're on the like same plane
with all of basketball and all mm-hmm. the things. She's like, I just get so busy that I just need to remember where we're at. And I'm like, you're 9, you're deeper than me. She's 10.
Well, so I wish I was that self-aware at 9. That's awesome.
And then, you know, I've always made the joke that every year, my word of the year is cheese, but this year we're going to go with still. I don't know. It's been such a crazy, last year was so crazy with moves and job changes for everybody in the family that we're just going to kind of chill and be still this year and just
chill
enjoy where we're
still.
At.
I like
so,
it.
Continue with your school PR resolutions. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I just thought that was crazy. You have the same word as my
daughter. That is really fun. That's really fun. Well, so resolutions for school PR, I mentioned it already, but like equity and inclusion of students in my communication pieces, I want it to feel like for everyone to feel like they belong here. And that means not just focusing on academic achievers and athletes, but just including all of our students, all of our teachers, any way that I can. Another resolution was to have radical honesty when telling our story. Because sometimes it can feel that marketing side of wanting to make things look good can maybe overtake truth a little bit. And the thing is, education is hard. And we want to invite people to do the hard work with us and not act like it isn't hard. So we're all dealing with post-pandemic gaps. And I think that we can face that together if we're honest about it. And then finally, my resolution is to have fun, because school PR can be so fun. I'm going to actually, right after this, I have to get to 7th period for the second round of BattleBots.
I won't keep you then.
You know, just being there in the moment and seeing education happen and cheering people on, it can be fun. So despite all of the lot of work that goes into it, I think it should be fun.
I agree. And I want to take away those two words you said, radical honesty. I think that is huge, especially like you said, in a post-pandemic world with the pandemic gaps and realizing, yeah, there's an obvious effect to what has happened over the last couple years. And if we're honest about it, you know, we're doing good. We're getting better every day. Mm-hmm. It's getting easier. It's getting a little bit better every day. I know with my 10-year-old, we saw some issues being home socially. You know, she loves school, so she read books every day. But socially, we saw some issues, and those are all because of not having that social aspect every day. And I think storytelling from that's the first time I've heard it worded that way, so I wrote it down. It will now be used all the time. But storytelling with radical honesty to show that, yeah, this job's hard, but it's a great job. Education's working. Kids are smart. Kids are learning. Mm-hmm. We're going the right direction. So, that is a word or two words that I wrote down that I'm going to steal from you, and I will credit you, I promise.
So I'm sure I got it from somebody else smarter than me.
Well, before I let you go back to BattleBots, I would love to ask you my favorite question of the show is, can you talk to me about a teacher or an educator who had an effect on your life that led to where you're at today? Because that's why we do all this. It's for the kids, and we were all kids once.
That's right. I love this question, and I love listening to this podcast and thinking about who that person is for me. My person would be my freshman English teacher in high school. Her name is Coach Gillum. She's a coach. Number one, cool to have a coach who's an English teacher. But she wrote the most encouraging things on my papers, and encouraged me to consider writing and journalism, something that was so not on my radar as a freshman in high school. I saved a bunch of the papers that she wrote those notes on. I can't find her on the internet anywhere. I am friends with like my elementary librarian and my fourth grade teacher, but I can't find her on the internet. But she had such an impact on what I wanted to do. And she was there my whole high school career. And I was at a tiny school, smaller than Rappaport. But she just made such an impact on me becoming a storyteller. And I'm really, really thankful for that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And let's just all go find Coach Gillum on the internet so y'all can reconnect. So that's the assignment as we leave this episode of School PR Happy Hour. Sarah Jane, thank you so much for jumping on. I know, again, short notice. I hit you up, I think, 2 days ago on Twitter and said, hey, I got a question. And that was like, hey, how's it going? Not even like, hope you had a good new year. It was like, hey, I've got a question. So thank you for jumping on. Thank you for just, like I said earlier, being a light and being somebody who's positive about our jobs and what we're doing. And as hard as it is, there's always something good to talk about. And I look forward to seeing you here in 6 weeks at Teespring. Yes. See you present and see your roundtable. And we just know we appreciate you.
Thanks, Justin, for having me. And have a great year, everyone in School PR.
Well, there you have it. Another episode of School PR Happy Hour. I want to thank Sarah Jane again for having this conversation with me today. Moving forward, I think we need to focus on radical honesty in our storytelling. Education has taken some hits the last handful of years, but here we are, still standing and still thriving. We need to tell that story. As always, thank you for listening and sticking with us on this adventure. Like Aaron always says, now let's go out there and be a little better at our jobs every day.